Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Michelle Buteau.
Are you an outdoors kind of person? Or?
Are you serious, bitch? Look at my body. It's a Tempur-Pedic mattress, okay? This is like a breeding ground for every type of tick and bug. I don't go camping. My husband's like, can we eat outdoors in the garden patio? I'm like, do you see those fucking spiders? You're bald, bitch. This is like a fucking bedroom for them. So no, I haven't been camping. Sorry, I'm so aggressive, okay? I have a lot of feelings about it.
Question asked, question answered.
Everybody, I'm Michelle Buteau.
And I'm Jordan Carlos, and welcome to Adulting from WNYC Studios, the podcast where we learn how to be grown-ass adults
together.
We recorded this episode at Union Hall with some really amazing people, like Nori Davis.
Love that guy. Sarah Schaefer.
She's amazing.
Pride of Virginia.
Pride of Virginia. She's so smart, so funny, so talented. You guys have really great glasses.
Yes, it's true. We're spectacled wonders. And Ben Sinclair, the man who was there. I love this guy.
You know what's so funny? Yeah. He is not high maintenance at all.
No, he's not. He's the lowest
maintenance of it all. He's just like a panty-dropping beard of lovely.
Well, birds fly out of it, and who knows what else.
Unicorns, honey.
I mean, it's no joke. You should not microdose on Ben Sinclair. He is the best.
Yes.
I love him.
Get your fill right now. Listen to the episode. Now! What's up, Brooklyn? Make some motherfucking noise!
Where's Brooklyn at?
Okay, welcome to Adulting. I'm Michelle Buteau. This is Jordan Carlos. Thank you for coming to our show. Have you been here before? Make some noise. Oh! It's so dark. Make some noise if you haven't been here. Even better. So we put the show together like a few months ago because we were just like sitting around talking about adulting and all the shit we have to do in life. I mean, he takes care of kids. He's not a nanny. He has kids.
I do have kids.
Yeah. You know, like I'm paying taxes. I got titties and two dogs. I got responsibilities too.
Yeah. What you said. I have major responsibilities, and I did chase my son, not in these pants, but some ripped jeans yesterday at Brooklyn Bowl. And I, did you know this about bowling alleys? They lube them. And my son.
No, I did not know
my
that.
Son ran towards the pins. And
why'd you let him do that?
Well, he's one and a half. He's one and a half, and he's like, fuck it, no consequences. And he just ran towards the pins, and I was like, whoop, 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 like, and slipped, hit my head, hit my wrist, hit my back.
No!
Yeah, yeah. And people were like, you okay? I was like, great. You know, like, I literally slide tackled my child. And
were you just like a Jim Carrey movie yesterday? What the fuck is that? Oh, man, I wish I was
so
there.
Sad.
I love going to the Brooklyn Bowl, like, high and just, like, looking at parents chasing their kids.
I know. It's so sad.
And they have great fried chicken, too.
Bowling
bowls are gross. It's like you're fingering someone else's fucking meal.
Isn't Gijs, he's out of town now.
Yeah, Gijs. He's Dutch, so he's in Holland right now with his friends and family enjoying his birthday.
Yeah.
But I realize like how much I miss him just because like going to bed, I'm like, you know, used to like having, I, you know, I like to be Big Spoon. I'm like, where that? And the pillow works. And I'm also like, who's going to kill the spiders? Like he's like, that's the only reason why I'm married. I need someone to kill the spiders. So many spiders. And today I found a dead mouse in my kitchen.
I killed a mouse once.
How you do that?
Okay. So anyway... What? You don't think I could kill? I could kill. I'm a killer. And so there's... I don't know why in my apartment I had this old... Like, I had an old phone book, right?
Yeah.
And there was a... And so... Thank you. I'm into vintage. And so... So below my TV, there was, like, the credenza, right? And then you got the console, whatever you want to fucking call it. And I could see... The console went flush to the floor. Don't laugh at my vocabulary. The console
you have,
went
like,
flush...
No, but did you just go to IKEA?
No, okay. No, but it's like it was a Fumt and Wat console. Very hard
was
to put
it
together. It was no, I don't have the money for that. But so it went right to the floor, and then this I saw this like mouse poke its head out, and it got like it was like in the perfect position that I could just I kicked the phone book. It's calm down.
Oh, God.
And the phone book was like, it was trapped, right, in this kind of triangular kind of thing between the wall, the console, and the phone book.
Okay.
And I stayed there for an hour, and I called my dad. And I was like, Dad, I have this mouse trapped. And he's like, well, you know, you have to consider what you want to do with that. You know, like, he's like, do you want to kill it or anything like that? And I was like, well, I think, he's like, do you think if it came into your home and it had the power to do, you know, to kill you, do you think it would? I was like, yeah, I think so. And he's like,
Is this the fucking notebook? I don't even see what's happening right now.
I have a close relationship with my father, okay?
Oh my God, that's too much.
So I went over there. And I kicked the phone book and I kicked it against the wall like until the voices stopped, and then I have that killer instinct in me, you know what I mean? If I call my dad and get revved up, then,
oh my God, you're like the most gangster Uniqlo motherfucker I've ever met.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
That poor mouse. Wow, you really got your rage out, huh?
Oh, God.
I think that's also part of adulting, too. It's like being an adult, but understanding when you need help.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't financially need help, but my mom loves to pay for my cell phone bill.
We've been over this.
Really, man? Three people just cocked their head sideways. Excuse me.
This lady has her arms crossed. It's a nice nonverbal fuck you. Like, she's giving you the stank eye. Like,
she is.
How many people in the room are still sponsored on their cell phone bill? It's okay. You can. It's dark. Yeah. Oh my God.
Thank you.
We are
my
not
people.
Gonna make it.
My people. Yes, we are. We're going to make it after all. No, my mom, I don't know what's happening either.
You need to grow the fuck up and stop leeching your parents.
I'm not leeching my parents. She wants to help. She knows that I'm very independent, and she wants to, like, it makes her feel like we're closer.
Oh, okay.
The family plan.
That's the family plan?
I guess. I don't pay for it.
The rest of you need to get like me and get off your parents' plans. Who has help with rent?
Ooh,
see? See?
So
oh,
real.
Got so quiet.
That's
what adulting is all about. We basically make the buttholes pucker.
I'm ready to start the show. Let's get our first guest out here, shall we? Yes.
Yes. Are you ready for the first guest? Come on, Brooklyn.
You're ready for the guest. Ready for the guest. Oh, I got a wedgie. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, I shouldn't do that. I have a Charlie.
Our first guest coming out. I've known him since I started comedy. He's so sweet. He's so kind. He just did some stand-up on Conan O'Brien.
Yes.
He's got a great sense of style, and his elbows are not ashy. Please give it up for our friend, Nori Dana. Say what's up to fucking Don Will.
Say what's up with Don. Don Will, what up, baby? What's good, baby? They got you in the cut.
We got a baby, yes.
Got you in the cut.
Congratulations. Now, Nori,
Thank you for having me, man.
Your special is on Amazon, correct?
Yeah. Yes. You guys are dope. It's on Amazon Prime.
That's the name of it. You guys are dope.
And, if you don't have Prime, just steal somebody in your family password.
Probably your parents' password.
Yeah, I'm about that leeching life. I'm with that shit. Hell yeah. You need help,
no,
man. I still do
like
laundry at my mom's house. Fuck that.
What are you talking about?
I refuse to pay for laundry.
Wow.
It's not in the bill.
I got two
of
birds and one stone. I do my laundry. Yes. I see her.
That's true.
And that's it.
Yes. I get it.
Oh, man.
I get it.
I say hi. Hey, how you doing, mom? You all right? Yeah, I got to put the clothes in.
Does your mom fold your laundry?
No. I'm just mean. She, you know, she do what she do. But I do my own laundry. Just at her house.
All I know is that Kenmore better not break down.
Life is
hard.
You'll
never see Nori again, basically.
Uh-huh. So many questions.
All right, go ahead.
Describe your childhood in 60 seconds or less?
My childhood in 60 seconds or less. Playing basketball and then...
Did you grow up in that
playing kind? In the hood and then my mother coming and looking for me.
Were you like that kid in that movie Dope? She's like, don't do drugs. Take this way home from school.
No, she was just like, stay inside. And I was just like, no, I want to go outside.
Right.
She's like very like overbearing.
Protective. Did y'all grow up Virgo. In a... An apartment, a condo?
A house. Grew up in a house,
okay.
Across the tracks. So, like, the projects were, like, across the tracks. I was on the other side of the tracks where, like, everybody in the hood grandparents lived at. It's like every like grandparents had like a house, but right. like the mother, the father, they couldn't afford it, so they had like the, and they lived in the projects. And you know, like yeah, with crack babies and shit. Like I grew up with them, like they were all the bullies. And
the crack babies were the bullies.
Yeah, yeah. This kid Pep, he was my bully, man. Oh, he terrorized us.
Yeah, I think or bullying me. On a whole, I feel like keeping it in the adulting umbrella, okay, that shit let's do it. But that shit like makes you forces you to grow up.
And what did this this miscreant do to you?
Oh. Oh man.
I can't.
I
but
think
I will.
One time they pulled my pants down in front of everybody.
Oh.
And by that time I was like what 3'2" or some shit.
So your dick wasn't even big.
It wasn't. And it was cold. And you know I'm funny and they just have like 7 kids and they suck. So I'm good.
Yeah.
Seems like you got
so much
resentment. I didn't know the show was about resentment.
No.
Wow.
No, I'm into it.
So, thanks for coming, man.
Of course, thank you for having me. I always love talking about adulting.
Speaking of adulting, you have a big life moment.
Yes.
A huge milestone.
Yes.
You got new sneakers.
He's getting circumcised. Just kidding.
No, I'm engaged. Got engaged.
Tell me.
Yeah.
When did you know she was the person for you?
Oh, yeah, I knew she was the person for me for like, you know, we get into a horrible fight, break out, and then like when you break away and then you just think about that person, like, yeah, I fucked up. And she's like, yeah, I fucked up. So you work out your issues. That's what it is like when you're fighting in your 30s. It's like, yeah, we both got issues.
Yeah.
So I can unload your issue. Like, you can unload mine.
Yeah.
Then you find the pure love right there.
Yeah, and people always say it's how you love, but it's really how you fight, too.
It's how you fight. And, man, we love hard, fight hard. But the fights we have is growth.
Mm.
It's not, like, hurting each other. It's growth of, like, okay, I need to get over my ego with that shit.
Yes.
Or she's like, oh, I need to heal from that. So, like, yeah.
Yes.
It's, it was that. That's what I've always been looking for, man. Because hip-hop don't teach that. It don't teach that.
It should, though.
It's just get hoes. But it's like, but who knows me? Like, who's going to help me with these daddy issues? So, yeah. I was like, yeah, man.
How did you ask? Where did you ask?
All right. So, yeah. So, I got the ring at Brilliant Earth, which is a non-conflict lab-made diamonds. And then, so I know how, you know, we're... I guess I'm an OG millennial, right?
What now?
OG millennial.
What does that mean?
That's like skinny fat. Like, what is that?
You were born in 1984?
Millennials are like, what they say is like we're from like 1982 between 2000 and blah, right? So I was born in 1983. So I'm like, I always say like the OG millennial. Like we've been through everything. We learned everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like CDs, we got it. Modem, word, we got it.
Yeah.
Flip phone word. Yeah. Razor word. Apple word. And then they like Instagram word. Snapchat? Nah, I'm good. I'm too old for that.
Oh my God.
I can't do it. That's how our parents were. They went through everything. Mom, learn how to do Netflix. I can't do it. Just turn the TV on. No, Mom, look, you just a Roku. No, I can't do it. I raised your ass. So, yeah. Well, we met in the DMs, we dated and stuff. So the way I proposed was like, we're in the social media world, and I proposed on Instagram.
What?
I dropped a proposal on Instagram.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, because, like, you know, we always on Instagram.
I think that's incredible to ask somebody on Instagram to marry you.
Yeah, because we're both on our phones. Like, we'll have a great conversation at the bar, then we'll check the gram, and then we'll talk about some posts and stuff. So
it
was a proposal. Yeah, we were together, and I posted it while I was in the bathroom and then went to the bar. And you can tell me yes or no, or you can look up from your phone and tell me. And she looked up from her phone, and I was on my knee, and then boom.
Wow.
It was like that.
That's beautiful.
Origin story.
Okay, let's answer
some
questions.
My relationship.
We got to answer some questions.
All right.
Don Will, you got to answer a question, too.
Lori is going to answer some of these questions. Oh, my God.
Oh, this is a good
Should
one.
Should you wash your underwear before you wear it when you first buy it? That's an interesting
Fair
question.
Fair enough. Mm. Unless you want to itch your puss.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
This is something, yes, that men
it's
do.
It's going on your most special places. Just wash it.
I know. Well, men.
Yeah, but laundry's hard.
Yes.
I guess it's different when you have like a gaping universe between your legs. You want to protect it.
Well, y'all got innies, we got outies. It's just like, you know.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah, that's true, Don.
Black Dr. Oz on the ones and twos, everybody.
So you know your dick is on the outside.
We got an outie. What's the question?
All right, next question. I haven't been on a date since 23. How do I jump back in? All right, so what you need to do is download this app called Instagram.
Wait,
I love you guys. Yeah, haven't been on a date since 23. How do I jump back?
But how old are you now? Are you like 43? Are you like Susan Boyle?
We don't know.
Yeah,
the
right.
Question
yeah,
is
yeah, since 23, so maybe they're 30. Maybe they're 29.
Maybe that's like 10 years. It feels like that's a 10-year question. If somebody's okay. saying like I haven't been on a date.
28.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
All right.
Girl.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, anonymous person.
Is it a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
It's a woman. Okay.
It's a woman.
What say you?
I was gonna say if it's a man, get on Tinder, but if it's a
oh my god, everyone just wants to get their dick
Tinder.
Wet.
No,
why don't we defer to a woman?
Yeah. There we go.
May I just say something?
Michelle,
thank you. If you are afraid to go out on a date, I understand. Dating for the most part is fucking horrible.
Yes, it is.
It is fucking horrible. It is a business interview, and you know if you aren't immediately like interested or there's a spark, all of a sudden you a bitch if you want to leave early or don't keep in touch. If you play nice. It's just like, why are you getting back to me? Because I thought we had a connection. Do you know what I mean? And sometimes people present the person that they think they are a wannabe, but they're not really that person. You know? Then you don't have a lot of outfits or time in your day, and you using your good outfit to go out on that motherfucking date. Ooh, you better wear the outfit the next day or take it back to Rainbow.
Lord.
But all I'm saying is...
Take your time, sis.
Take your time.
All
take
I'm
time.
Saying is...
Take your time. Let the Lord come through.
Don't be afraid to jump in the water, because even if you find scary shit, it makes you a stronger person.
Ooh, there you go.
Nori Davis, everybody. Thank you very much.
Adulting!
I'm very excited to bring our next comedian to the stage. She's so fucking wonderful. She's writing a book.
A memoir.
A memoir?
Yeah, memoir. Yes.
And yes. She's fucking funny, and you guys are gonna love her.
Yeah.
The end. Goodbye. Please give it up for Sarah Schaefer!
So good. Slow
jam.
Out. I'm sorry.
You're doing it. Look at you. You got a shirt tucked in.
Tuck it now. I'm a mom. I mean, not a mom, but in my mind, I'm a gym teacher.
In your mind, you're a gym teacher?
Yeah. I've graduated to the high-waisted pants with the tucked in, which when I was growing up was the gym teacher.
Oh, man. What was your gym teacher like?
That's like my
Mrs. Bozarth.
Where did you grow up?
Midlothian, Virginia. It's a suburb of Richmond, Virginia.
Gotcha. You know,
what was that like?
Very suburban.
Okay.
I was very Christian, Baptist.
Okay.
And white. No, I had like a... I was real wealthy at first.
Cool.
And then my dad... sat us down and was like, yo, I fucked up.
Was your dad a rapper?
Like, yeah. Yo wasn't even a word then, but not for us anyway. And then it all went away and our whole lives changed. That's what my book is about.
Yeah.
What happened?
A memoir.
You gotta read the fucking book.
Read the book.
Read the fucking book.
No, he it was a financial thing that he did, and he came forward and he made it right, and it took a really long time, and our whole lives changed. And
it's always like such a weird thing when parents fuck up, right?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true because I could tell something was wrong.
Wow.
I totally could, and. Then things were made right, and it felt better. And so then I was already someone who was obsessed with being moral. So after that, it was, like, hardened in me, and I was like, I will never break the rules. Like, and then years later, that blew up in my face and became a major problem. But anyway.
What do you do when someone cuts the line? What? When someone cuts the line? Because, like,
oh, heart attack. Like, full on blown. Girl. Like, sweat. I'm just like.
It is. And when they're like, old, I would I'm like, never, fine, you get a pass. But, like, do, like, a little look back and be like, no, I'm old. You know what
cutting
I mean?
Cutting the line. Like, my everyone around me is like, Sarah, calm. I'm like. Like, if I get the wrong food brought to me, I will just eat it. Because I just don't want to be a bother because I know it's not the waiter's fault. Like, what? It goes
oh,
into
no, no,
a
no,
real
no.
deep place.
No, no,
I have a
no.
hard time standing up for myself because I feel like I'm being a bother. And there's a lot of deepness
I
to
used
it.
To, I used to be very shy and, like, couldn't, like, ask for extra ketchup without blushing. And then, real talk, and I was, like, pretty religious, but then I sat on a dick and I was like, give me that ketchup! So, like, really, orgasms really help you just find
yeah.
your voice.
Yeah, that definitely is part of it.
You know what? Do you ever, like in a restaurant, I used to do that, mm-hmm. when they'd be like, oh, yeah, you want to be sat? So you're going to sit in the bathroom near the fucking, you know, like, near the dumpster, yeah. you know? And then I would be like, oh, very well, you know, like,
yeah. Yeah.
This is what happens
no,
when
why?
You want to eat at Frenchette, you know, like, but now.
Why are
I'm
you
like,
giving people so much power?
No, I don't do it anymore.
It's changed.
Okay.
I've grown up a lot.
Yeah.
I credit some of this newfound bravery to. I just did a 8-day whitewater rafting trip in the Grand Canyon.
I'm like, what?
With my sister, and it truly has
okay,
changed
Liam Nielsen,
me.
Okay, Liam Nielsen, what the hell is going on?
It changed me.
Yeah.
It was truly, I was facing fears.
What are we talking about? We're talking about like Cat 5? We're talking about like...
Well, down there they do, yes,
stand
multiple...
By. Stand by, stand
multiple
by.
Cat 5s.
That's
but,
what I'm talking about.
Now they, but in the Grand Canyon,
I know about shit. Okay, just because I
know.
Wear glasses
look at your
doesn't.
Face. We yeah, know you okay. know shit.
In just the Grand Canyon, yeah, they don't do 5; they do a scale 1 to 10.
Of course.
So we did.
Wait, you have to explain. What does this mean?
It just means the amount
of
rapids.
Like rapids, the highest would be considered a 5, or in the Grand Canyon they do 10. So 10 would be the worst, and we did multiple 10s. I was scared shitless. Like I jumped off cliffs into water.
Was someone yeah. chasing you? Why are you doing
no,
this?
I never do stuff like this. I was so scared. I was like crying and like.
Did you feel a little like Meryl Streep, like in
yes,
River Wild?
Oh my God, yeah, totally. I was ready to kill. Yeah. I was ready yes. to. You know, navigate
did you have a white
the gauntlet.
Lab?
Yeah. Okay, so you were there times where you dunked?
Oh like, yeah, like, yeah they, on the yeah, first totally. Big rapid, yeah. River Daddy, who is what that's what I called our guide.
Sure.
Yes,
they were so hot. I'm telling you, like they it's part of the job description. I think you have to be
I
hot to be a river
go.
Guide.
Do you get your hair wet?
Oh, I mean, it's,
do you get your
you,
hair
I'm out. Do if you get your hair wet? I'm out.
Well, he wears on the first big rapid. He goes. If it feels like you're underwater, it's because you are. And I was like, no! And it was really scary. But it was really incredible. Like, I can't.
I think
I
it's nice
even.
To challenge. It's good to challenge yourself.
I did. I did
you
lots.
I mean?
Did, like miniature rock climbing. They were making fun of me because I was like, this is so fucked up. And they were like, you're 2 feet up. I was like, why would you make me do this? And they're just like, you're not going to fall. You're literally not going to hurt yourself.
I guess
really
there is
fun.
That. I don't like seek adventure like that.
I don't usually either. Because
I feel
but,
like it's being adventurous for me is like walking into a room and being like, hi, I'm a woman with opinions.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that is hard
this
enough.
This was a different, and I was having all these like, on the bus ride there was a video and it was about the history of the Grand Canyon and stuff. And a woman on there goes, the canyon will take you apart. And put you back together again. And that's truly what it did. It did it. I'm like on the first day that it gets around that I'm a comedian. And as you know,
oh,
if you're a comedian in a group of like just non-comedians.
Civilians.
It's stressful.
It is. Don't like it.
It gets around that I'm a comedian. I'm literally in the boat like I should be funnier than I am. I'm not funny anymore.
No.
Another comedian would be like making everyone laugh on the boat. I'm like literally having a breakdown about my identity in the boat. No one knows. I'm in my head like these rocks are older than the fucking universe and I'm nothing. You know, like, and by the end I was put back together again and I just, man, whoo. That's so crazy.
In the
ready
best
to
part,
kick somebody in the face.
Oh my God.
Don't fuck with me. No, I won't do
no,
that.
I've never been on the was it the Colorado?
Yes,
the Colorado. Yeah, thank you.
Oh my
God. I've never been on the Colorado. As a child we went down the Rio Grande. And
are you serious?
Yes. I'm from Texas. I would go camping out there. This is a very dangerous place to go camping.
Black people go camping?
Yeah, you know, like I was in the
I've
Boy Scout
camp. Camping.
You never been
camping?
I would love to take you camping.
The closest I've been to camping is having sushi on the subway. I don't recommend going on a trip like this as your first example.
No,
there was a family on the trip where the husband clearly had not fully explained it to his wife what they were doing. And the whole trip, she was just like this. There was literally a moment where in a slot canyon, River Daddy is playing the guitar, singing. It's the most beautiful, magical thing I've ever seen. The husband is like this.
Yeah!
And if you pan the camera over like 10 feet away, the wife is like this.
Oh, no!
She was so fucking mad.
No, I don't like it. I don't
that.
Like it.
I love every part
okay.
of
it. Okay. Yeah. Sarah Schaefer.
Everybody!
Yay! We hear
about
Welcome back to Adulting!
All right, let's get some questions.
Right.
Are you guys having fun?
Kes Jones. This is hilarious.
That's so nice.
These are the most basic questions.
What is that question?
How do you stop watching Netflix? How do you stop? How do you stop, though?
Okay. All right, Cardi B, we got it.
You're not even gonna answer.
Is that the same? No, that's a dumb question that doesn't merit an answer.
You know what you can do? There's an app called Hiatus that tells you.
Oh, you're really answering this.
Yeah, I'm gonna for the people. You how much you spend every month, whatever for Netflix, for Hulu, blah blah blah. And you can also just have Hiatus shut them off.
I'm already falling asleep. Can I get to the next question?
Damn it!
So boring. It's so boring.
No one's gonna grow.
It's so
no
boring.
One's gonna grow. No
it's
one's
so
gonna
boring.
Fucking grow.
It's okay. So boring. If you're watching that much
it's
Netflix,
not, it's so
blog
boring.
About
it's
it.
So
be
boring.
Fucking useful.
That's what it is.
It's so boring.
It's so boring. Go ahead. Yeah.
My BF doesn't eat me out. What?
Oh, your best friend? Your best friend doesn't eat you out? This is bullshit. My best friend eats me out all the time.
And look, I'm no Dr. Oz. You ain't gonna be wet forever. Move on. Come on, you can't have the 6 without the 9. Yeah. Hey-o!
All right.
Last question.
Advice for maintaining adult friendships.
Ooh.
Advice for maintaining adult friendships.
I have a lot. I have.
Thank you.
Sorry, sir.
You said don't fuck.
Don't fuck?
Like, it seems like you're speaking from experience. It's
don't,
like, don't
fuck it up.
Don't
fuck a person. What do you. What?
Period.
Don't fuck.
Don't fuck, period. That's what you're saying.
That's how you maintain it. You don't fuck.
You.
Wow. Okay. I don't know what he's saying.
He's saying not to fuck your friend. I think he's saying don't fuck your friend. Sir, I know in your head you're like, this is going to be good. And now you see that it's not easy, and that's okay.
It's not easy.
That's okay.
Thank you, Chris, Steve, Jim. Thank you.
His name is Will, okay? Stop it.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming to the show. I will say this, getting back to the question, maintaining adult relationships.
Black to the question.
Did I? Probably.
How do you maintain adult friendships without...
Yeah, whatever? I mean, it's it's not hard work. You know, you check in with people just to see how they're doing. So many people, you know, will just be like, I have so much to do in a day, and you forget to ask somebody how they're doing.
Yeah.
And I think that's just so important. And if you're going to somebody's house for, like, dinner or something, you bring something. Okay? And if you don't bring something, you help clean something. Like, that's how that goes. That's how...
I have apologized to you over and over again. I don't know... That was one time.
right. So excited to bring our next guest out. He's just lovely and amazing. Yes. And just so talented and so nice. And I don't know if y'all have HBO, but he's got a show on HBO.
HBO.
Please give it up for Ben Sinclair.
Woo! Ben Sinclair.
We fucked that up.
Hey, boo. I'm already fucking up.
Well, don't fuck.
Good night. That's the end of our show.
I was going to save that for a button, but I don't know.
No, that was perfect.
That was great.
Speaking of which, how do you maintain an adult relationship or friendship?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I like to talk on the phone. I'm a phone talker. I did texting for a couple of years. It's fine. But I find that when you just make a phone call, you just get the information quicker.
Sure.
And then I like, you know, you spend half an hour on the phone and then you don't have to spend like 45 minutes on the subway each way to have coffee with them. It just, you know what I mean? It's just like, it just makes more sense to talk on the phone. Maintaining adult friendships. I'm a workaholic kind of, so like, I just, if I want to be friends with somebody, I hire them on the show and then we become friends.
So,
yeah.
That's a good way to do it.
But also I have like the two or three guys from college that we were like a little clique and,
did you guys have a band?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Feels. I smell a band.
Yeah. It was like kind of tongue in cheek pop music. Actually,
you could have been a hit in Sweden.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been a hit in Sweden. Yeah. It was like very like enunciated lyrics.
Oh.
Yeah. It wasn't cool at all. We were called the Guilty Pleasures.
Oh.
Yeah.
wait. Lyrics. Do you remember any of the lyrics?
Yeah. There's a bear in the theater, so hide all your snacks. I can't even sing that.
There is a bear in the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my best friend.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, my
God. There's a bunch more.
No, please.
Fuck this shit. I'm peacing out. I'm leaving the planet. I'm bouncing this spot. That's one stanza.
So angry.
Yeah. Things That Scare Me. There was also a song called Things That Scare Me, and it was like something about, it was just about bees and sharks and stuff. Yeah.
And but when they combo up, that's even worse.
Yeah,
you know what
bees
I'm saying?
With sharks in their mouth. Oh, that's interesting.
Fuck, dude.
We all thought it was the other way, but it's.
My mind is blown.
Yeah.
Where did you go to school? Where was it?
I grew up in Arizona, actually. But I only went to the Grand Canyon, like, after I went to college. Oh. My parents never took me there. It was fucked up.
Why?
They didn't believe it was there. They just... just joking. I don't know why they didn't. They were tired. I was the fourth one. And then I went to Oberlin College for college.
Can I ask you about like the first time you had socks? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Sex. Everybody.
Like, was there pressure to lose your virginity like in American Pie, or was it just like I'm going to go to the Grand Canyon and be inspired?
So my first time was at this summer camp that I eventually got married at. But I lost my virginity in this bathroom on a mattress with
so many follow-ups.
Brought in two mattresses. There were other counselors in the other room. It was for a Jewish youth group event. We were in Malibu. And this is the funny part. I got chlamydia from it. I got chlamydia when I lost my virginity. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was the only STD I've had, too. HPV, but whatever.
All I ever got.
But
like,
oh my God.
All I ever got at camp was a tick on my balls. That's all.
And this is why I don't camp.
Yeah.
But continue.
How did you know? Sorry.
How did I know I got a rash? I'm not one of the lucky ones. It's a silent killer, chlamydia, you know? Because a lot of people don't show symptoms, but I do. And it was cool.
It was cool?
It was cool. No, I mean, I knew it while I was having it. Like, this is a good story. Like, this is going to this is gonna pay off, like, in 25 years or whatever it's been. Yeah.
In a basement in Brooklyn behind a picture of Ted Cruz's grandma. It's going to be great. Slow burn, sir. Slow burn.
Oh, my God. I can't. I cannot. I cannot.
Do you want to, another funny part of that virginity loss was I was singing Take On Me by A-ha for
wait, what?
At least part of it. I was singing the song Take On Me while I was trying not to ejaculate into this.
Oh my God.
I can
Did
see
you
that.
Like throw yourself into the wall to try and get out of a cartoon afterwards?
That reminds
Nobody
me of that.
So old.
Yeah, I know. And it, that looked like the Footloose dance. Remember when he's in the warehouse and Footloose?
Yeah.
Like,
how old are you?
I'm 34.
Okay. What is the most adult thing that you've done in your 20s?
I got married in my 20s. That was pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have kids?
No.
Okay, cool.
Do you want kids?
I've been thinking about babies a lot. I think... having a child is taking a gamble on the future, that the future is going to be better than the present. I feel like you are really being like, hey, this, you're going to inherit this. And I don't think what is to inherit is that, I don't think what's coming is that awesome, I guess, is what I'm saying.
No?
So
I don't think that's a minority opinion.
Yeah. So I think about it like that. But listen, I would like to be a part of a tribe. And I would like to be able to chill at home and feel completely okay with just being with my people. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. And that sense of belonging, I think, is the real thing I'm attracted to.
I thought you were a dad, because you have, it's not to offend you, but you have a dad vibe. Like,
you have a dad body.
I didn't say that. I said you have a dad vibe.
I don't think he's got a dad vibe. I think what you're picking up is he's calm.
Yeah, you're calm.
Yeah.
Well, I make sure I'm speaking from my chest when I'm ever talking to somebody.
Same.
It gets adenoidal. Like, it gets me like, hey, like really quick. So I got to bring it back. I got to pull it back.
Have you ever made a decision where you're just like, this is fucking scary. I don't know how I'm gonna like get through this.
Yeah, I'm always making those decisions. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right. Right. No, that's a great attitude to have about stuff because it's just a thing. I mean, it's that and drink water and touch your toes. That's what I tell myself on a daily motherfucking basis.
Yeah, man.
Also, don't spit on people. No, I'm just kidding. But like, yeah, it's a thing not to worry.
No, I mean,
I'm worrying about not worrying enough.
You just can't, everything is an illusion, basically.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Like, none of it really matters. You just have to, your body has to work and you have to breathe in and out and just take care of your own self before you start telling other people what to do.
Yes.
That's been like the big thing for me.
Yeah.
So I have this ritual of making nut milk every morning. Like I soak.
That sounds so suggestive.
And it looks so suggestive too. I would like soak almonds overnight. And then I like blend them up and then I just put them through this nut bag and I like squeeze all the milk out into a bowl
and it's going
over my knuckles, all this white milk. Sure. And it's so awesome. And then
oh my God. Brought to you by Pornhub. I love it.
It's so delicious too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, who doesn't like nut milk first thing in the morning?
All up in your mouth.
Like, you got to really start your day somehow.
Yeah.
Know?
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're going to take some questions from the audience. You pick one.
All right.
You pick live.
You pick one. Right. Bim, pick one.
How do I motivate a 12-year-old girl to interact with life outside of her phone?
Oh, my God.
Finally, an adult question.
That is so adult.
I think you take the phone.
Yeah,
you take the phone.
You smash it with your foot.
And you throw it into the river.
Come on.
That's what you got to do. You got to take the power away from children. I always do this one thing where I'm always like, we're not going to be friends right now. Like, I'll just tell.
What?
Like,
the,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
fucked up, dude. That's actually. Traumatizing.
You shun. You like temporarily shun people her.
That is traumatizing.
First of all, everybody, calm down. All right.
Everybody, meet me.
Here's the deal. Kids, I've noticed, and adults, or adults more likely, are paralyzed in their fear that the child is going to hate them, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But children are they recover very quickly. So it's yeah. like, emotionally, you think they don't, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. Believe me, hold out. I'm 40, my child just got here. They're like 5 years old. That whatever tantrum they throw, I can fucking take it.
You know, holy it's like, shit. You know, like, I feel like I just went to the most gangster PTA meeting.
Yeah. But sometimes
I'm sorry,
it doesn't.
Can we bring the Emmy out? Can we bring
yes,
the Emmy
can
out?
Can we bring it?
For
bring
fuck's sake. What's Thank the next you. Question? Good job, Jordan. Fuck.
Y'all are just going to have a bunch of kids that are like fucking dominating you. But
what's
that's
the
okay.
next question, Ben? I'm so sorry.
How do you pass a drug test for an adult job? I'm the wrong person. I'm like, I couldn't be more wrong to answer that.
They have teas at GNC. You just make a tea, a gallon, and then you piss a lot, and then you can pass your test.
What job are you doing?
Like, yeah, also don't take that job. Just be like, I ate a lot of poppy seed bagels.
Yeah. Yeah. How often should I actually be changing my sheets?
Okay. Actually be changing my sheets?
Yeah, actually.
You lie, and you're like, they're changed.
It's underlined, too, actually.
I don't know. I do think cleanliness is, like, also an adulting situation.
Yes.
Every week,
Every week.
And have more than one pair of sheets.
Let me ask you this. Morning shower or evening shower?
I take showers 3 times a day.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah. Every time I take a shit.
Times?
Well, I wake up, oh I take God. A shower, and if I take a shit, I gotta take a shower.
What happened to you? What's going on?
I like a clean booty, Ben. This is who I am. Okay. Love me.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really fucking my skin up, though. My skin is so dry. Yeah. I might have to get, like, a Japanese toilet or a bidet, but...
I do like, once a day, but if...
In the morning or evening?
In the morning, but if it's Rocky Road back there, then I definitely...
Wow, man.
Listen.
Wow, man.
If it's a Colorado River, Pocket Canyon, then you got to do
Slash
what you got to do.
You know,
she said it. Sarah said it.
You're supposed to shower before bed. That's the truth. You're supposed to shower before bed. Yeah.
Yeah,
and then you can never wash your sheets if
My
you shower before
that.
Your bed.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot not take a shower before bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have to.
Do you have sex after the shower or before the shower?
Sex?
Yeah.
During.
Oh, that's all over the place. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't have like a schedule for sex. It's sort of just like
But like
food.
If you're like, all right, we had sex, now I'm going to take a shower and go to bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You shower after sex?
You got to take a dick shower at least.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of like the truth is I'm kind of gross. I'm kind of a slovenly person. I really, you know, come on.
Oh.
This was such a fun show. Nori.
So sweet.
Oh my God. Sarah.
So amazing.
And Ben.
Next level. And Jordan, the best.
Aw, thank you.
Next time, though, I have a mouse, I'm definitely calling your dad for help because you're useless.
What?
LOL.
No. I'm good.
Give him the credits, honey.
Adulting was produced by Blakeney Schick and Odelia Rubin. The adulting team includes Joanna Salataroff, Paula Schumann, Joe Plord, Ed Haber, and Irene Trudell. Julia Botero edited this episode.
Ooh, Julia.
The live show is produced by Christian Banda.
Our theme music is by Isaac Jones with additional music by Don Will.
Did you like this episode?
I hope so.
Please rate us.
Do it.
Please.
Please.
Okay, please.
See the play. French for please. And write a review. Who doesn't write a review? Everyone loves to write a review.
Review us. Be brutal. You can subscribe to Adulting wherever you get your podcasts. So don't miss our next episode.
And remember, guys, the next time you get invited to someone's house, here's a tip. Ask them if you should take your shoes off, okay? And if you're going to take your shoes off, make sure your feet ain't funky. Nobody want to smell your feet.